And they are playing around by software with this infrastructure. This infrastructure is discontinuous, so it's just bits, and you can address any point. You're always addressing points, and then you decide what you want to display. So this is how the monitor works. This is the view, a photo of my screen with a microscopic thing. So you see just this one. Very simple. So it's always running through. And this is how these surfaces are working. So there's a principal idea, I think. It's not this bad to think that these are that do have the potential of this pixels of a monitor. So it's always what Fritz Zeller said, and he put that to a manieristic extreme with these kind of constructions. That he says, I don't want to design anything. So he wants to be as generic as possible to give people the opportunity to play around with it. So he said, if people want to live and to free themselves, they need, for example, certain climate conditions. And they need certain light and so on. And he tries to get that with minimal impact on what you can do. So he tries to be as reduced in the architecture as possible. And this has some, I do not really know, but it has to do with these kind of discontinuous. Again, it's discontinuous. You have to decide what you want to do next. So same with here. And it has a lot to do with the generic stuff a screen and a monitor and so on offers. So, and now you can, for example, this is Konrad Wachsmann. This therefore, this is a strange beast. On the one hand, it's a hall. It's monstrous. On the other hand, it's somehow a monitor, so you can have anything on that. In principle, this kind of idea. It's just an infrastructure you have to deal with. On the other hand, you see, this is like a bird's wing and so on. So it gets a very organic expression to that. So it's a very strange mixture of what's going on there. This is with the structures. There's no more no on structure. This is open. So we again have the A, a lot of the B, and some ideas what might be in C. So it's up to you now to think it further in certain contexts. Good.